This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Fighting between Hamas and Israel has resumed in Gaza, the Israel Defense Force said Friday. Israel's military said its fighter jets hit Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip shortly after a week-long truce expired. Israel released a statement Friday accusing Hamas of violating the truce agreement by launching rockets toward Israel. The renewed fighting comes a day after Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that portion of the story.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day, but any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than 3/4 of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been visiting an area of active hostilities in the Kharkiv region. Charles de Ledesma has the story.
At a military base there, Zelensky met General Oleksandr Syrusky, the commander of Ukraine's ground forces, and other high-ranking military officers. Zelensky told the military team, take care of yourselves, take care of your fellow soldiers who fight next to you every day. I wish you victory, be strong, do not lose initiative. Defend the Kharkiv region, Kupiansk. It's the second day the Ukrainian president has been touring the country. On Wednesday, he visited Kherson, Mykolaiv, and Odessa in southern Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And for more news, please join us, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Republican-majority House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in the prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted that the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. The COP climate summit underway in Dubai, with divisions exposed on day one over the planned phase-out of fossil fuels. We get more from VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions, the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods, and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The U.S. state of Montana's ban on TikTok is now temporarily blocked. AP's Lisa Dwyer explains.
A federal judge has blocked Montana's first-in-the-nation state law, banning the video-sharing app TikTok, while a legal challenge to the law moves through the courts. The judge says the ban oversteps state power and infringes on the constitutional right of users and businesses. The ban, which was scheduled to take effect January 1st, was first brought before the Republican-controlled Montana legislature a few weeks after a Chinese spy balloon flew over the state. Western governments have expressed worries that the popular social media platform could put sensitive data into the hands of the Chinese government. Chinese law allows the Chinese government to order companies to help it gather intelligence. TikTok welcomed the new ruling. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And Russia's Supreme Court has effectively outlawed LGBTQ plus activism, the most drastic step against advocates of gay, lesbian, and transgender rights in the increasingly conservative country. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.